Welcome to GLHF, the world's first podcast in video games. Today, we are here presenting at the French National Assembly to finally legalize video games.
Video juegos.
Wow. And we have a true expert with us here today. Austin on the French National Assembly did some research. That was a really strange way to phrase that sentence, but there you go. When in France,
we made it.
You have weird grammar, I guess. But tell us what you've learned about this place.
Here's what I've learned. Okay, so the French National Assembly, this is basically French Congress. Now, I don't know. I was going to do a deep dive on the French sort of political system, like or whatever it is, like their legislative system.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if this is like the House and they also have a Senate, or if they just have like a House. You know, because you know how in England they've got like a House of Commons, House of Lords, which is sort of very loosely your like House and Senate type thing. I don't know if France is like that or if they just have one big room that people argue. But this is the equivalent of the Capitol building in America.
Yeah.
Now, the interesting thing,
quick interjection, call me an ignorant American, but I don't know much about the UK system of government at all, and I didn't know they actually had something called the House of Lords, and that's just extremely British, and I think that's really funny. But go on.
I don't totally understand it either. Honestly, do you even understand? Because I sometimes feel like I wasn't until recently that I did, and I don't even know if I do, but like I feel like every day I'm realizing that I have no idea how the American political system works in terms of like how, like what everything is actually supposed to do and not do.
Right.
And I mean, it's a giant mess right now, obviously.
Yeah, right now nothing means anything.
In concept, sort of like how all this stuff fits together and why they did it, how they did it.
Because
I guess I thought they did it on vibes and they didn't. They actually thought about it a lot.
Yeah, there's technically reasons for everything that we learned in school, but like you said, right now, it seems like anything goes.
It turns out that no system can survive large numbers of bad actors all working together.
Right, when everybody just starts ignoring the rules.
Right, it's like, you know, what are you going to do?
You know, rules are only as good as people actually upholding them, so...
Unfortunately, that's true. So like 10% of people breaking the rules, you can usually deal with. 30 to 40, it's going to get pretty tricky.
Yeah, there's a critical mass
people
not giving a shit.
Yeah, we might be in like the American political equivalent of like, you know how when they say the polar ice caps melt too far and then it can never be stopped and it'll cascade out of control or whatever? Like there's a point at which the amount or something like that, there might be that, so... Hang on tight, but let's talk about old-timey stuff before everything fell apart.
Sure.
France.
Oui.
So they built this building. Video juegos. This was a mansion at first. It was a mansion for some like duchess.
The
daughter
gorgeous.
Of Louis XIV or something. It was not meant to be a political building at first. So that's a difference between this and the U.S. Capitol.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever been to the U.S. Capitol? You ever gone to D.C.?
No.
It's one of the coolest buildings ever. It's like a Cheesecake Factory, but more money behind it. It's really amazing.
I know. I have to say, I guess I'm curious how Europeans feel about this, but when I see pictures of like French buildings like this, like I realize that there was a lot of excess decadence at one point that led to the French Revolution or whatever. But it is very gorgeous and beautiful, and I do want to live in these houses. Like when I
absolutely.
Like when I watch the Marie Antoinette movie, I'm like, it's so, so pretty. I find it so, so pretty. I know a lot of people think it's like too much to where it's ugly, but I think it's gorgeous and I love it. And I feel like a lot of American kind of political buildings are kind of trying to imitate European style buildings like that, but in a way that I actually do think is ugly most of the time.
Yes, what's really interesting, and they talk about this if you take a tour of the Capitol. Well, I guess I took a tour with some random security guard who like was a fan, but he said it was mostly what you would get on a normal tour. What's interesting is it's like they copied European stuff, but didn't want to be too European. So there's a lot of like Roman architecture and like Egyptian, like he pointed out
the Washington Monument.
Yeah, it's like an Egyptian style.
It is, yeah.
Building kind of. And I never really connect to that. And if you go in the Capitol, it gets even weirder. Like there's so much strange art. And that's why I say it's like a Cheesecake Factory. It's like a mishmash of weird, like identity, like decadent identities.
Right.
But then in the same breath, if you go down a wrong hallway, you'll see like rooms or hallways and stuff where there are like decadent carvings, but it's actually all just like painted on, like it's not real.
Yeah.
So there's like fake painted on stone in some of the hallways and stuff, which just feels weird for like the Capitol building. You'd think they would have spared no expense, but they were like, just paint on, like, and it's so it has this very strange feeling because there are moments of like real beauty and like overwhelming like historical whatever, and then like you turn the corner, kind of like we found there's a little closet in here. There's a lot of rooms like that just in the Capitol building, so.
For sure. But I mean, that makes sense given what the U.S. is. Like, people kind of come here and have to create their own identity from scratch. And we just don't have nearly the, like, there hasn't been enough time to really have an American culture. It is kind of just a mismatch of stuff imitating other places that do have cultures. So I think that's why.
And I wonder if that's how people, like, do you think that's how the Romans felt? They were like, oh, this Roman, we don't have our own culture. It's just a mishmash of caveman culture and I don't know what the fuck was right before. Whatever was right before Roman. But like, you know what I mean? Like, is that just normal? Like it's, oh, because you're always borrowing from somewhere. But I guess I don't
really
know.
Well, of course, yeah, of course, like, I think all culture is technically a mismatch of other cultures because we all come from somewhere.
Right. But it seems a little gaudier in America. And we are, I guess... Is this true? Are we the only country that like was obviously there's a ton of caveats to this, but the only country that's like intentionally multicultural and multi-ethnic?
I mean,
is that true?
That's I don't know if it's true, but that's definitely like the legend of America that you are told.
And
like when I was
I mean,
growing
there's a lot
up,
of nuances.
Like there was so much messaging in like elementary school about how this is a melting pot and we appreciate all cultures and everybody is safe to come here or whatever. Obviously that is less and less true by the day.
Wait, someone else just joined.
Whoa.
There's another person in the French Assembly with us. Who is it?
I don't know because I find it hard to believe anybody would actually be doing this earnestly.
Oh, they left.
Oh, okay. Then it definitely was a rando. Hmm. For a second I was like, because some people know what our Steam accounts are. People are always sending me shit on Steam.
Really? I've never even looked at that.
Well, I get all these notifications that people are sending me their Steam points, and I'm like, I don't even know what this is or what to do with it. You can buy, like, virtual trading cards with them or something.
Oh, I remember all that stuff, yeah. It's
anyway.
Just like loot box stuff.
Yeah, don't send me your Steam points, guys. I don't know what to do with them. Or, like, awards. Yeah. People give me, like... There's like Steam Community Awards, so I'm...
I don't think anyone sent me anything. What the heck?
I am stacked.
Why are you getting all...
I'm stacked with Steam Awards, let me tell you.
Well, show
but anyway, I was just thinking...
Little, whatever.
There's like a small possibility that while we're doing one of these, somebody could see on our profiles what we're playing and like join it on purpose to be on the pod.
Yeah. Hey, listen, I'd be open to it. I'm looking forward to the day that we do it in a game... I think we should stop locking the rooms when that's an option and just call GLHF. Because imagine if you logged on to your favorite niche weird game and you saw that there was a joinable room called GLHF and you liked the podcast. It'd be like, that'd be so sick.
For sure.
So I think we should be open to that. But now that you've said it out loud, people are going to start sending a bunch of like, you know, requests and stuff, which is fine. But it might get out of hand is all I'm saying. You know, the best laid plans of mice and men, speaking of America, you know, they don't always hold up.
You ever have mice in your house?
Rats and mice. Yeah, a little bit. Not too much.
Rats?
Yeah, well, we get rats down here sometimes.
Rats sound serious.
I've never had rats in my house. I've had rats in my restaurants, which really sucks because you have to kill them. Like, there's no room for, like, pooping around, really, in that environment because they poop in the food, which is not good.
Yeah.
Same with, it doesn't matter, other stuff that you have to kill. But no, you ever have mice in your house? Little baby mice?
I did in Philly, yeah.
I love seeing a cat chase a mouse. You know, one of those classic images. You ever see that?
Oh my god, it's horrible though. Because in Indiana, my cat Ara that died would go. We had like a catio outside that was attached to my office window, and she would go out there whenever she wanted. And she would bring in live mice that, like, I guess had crawled under the wall of the catio to get in there. So that's their bad, honestly.
Yeah.
But, because a lot of cats, they just like to play with them. They don't even really want to kill them right away. They want them to be alive long enough that it's fun to play with them. So a couple times she brought in live mice that were like bleeding and limping and like,
yeah,
it's they really disturbing. Do.
They just like take them apart like a puzzle.
Cats are horrible.
It's not ideal, but that's nature's way, as Steve Irwin used to say.
Oh, wow.
It's just the way it goes.
Look at you doing accents.
I know. That's never going to happen again. Did you know this palace has a square? Do you remember how much I told you the square footage of my house was and you said I was rich? Remember how many feet I said?
I don't think I said you were rich.
Well, you were like, ooh, big house over here. Oh. I might have made that up in my head, actually. But 1,500 square feet is what I said my current like apartment is.
Yeah, I don't think that's crazy.
The Paris National Assembly? 1.3 million square feet. Holy cow.
Wait, what? Apparently, is that including the outside and everything?
I have no idea. It says the palace complex today. So it's the complex, which is, includes the places you can't walk in here. It has over 9,500 rooms. How is that possible that you can fit that many rooms in one place?
And what do they do with all of them?
The World Trade, not the World Trade Center, because it doesn't have any anymore, but like how much do you think it used to have?
Hey, they rebuilt it.
How?
Didn't they?
Oh, true. World Trade, what's it called? The One World Trade Center? 78 usable above ground floors totaling. Why doesn't it tell me the number of rooms? It just tells me the number of floors. 100 floors?
Well, it's probably pretty hard to count because different companies are like renting different floors and stuff and doing. They're probably customizing.
Wait, how could it be hard to count? Don't they have to? They must have a plan when they built it, right?
Well, then you got to get into like what counts as a room. I'm saying like companies are probably buying out floors and changing them.
Oh, and sort of like changing the, yeah, true. Well, they gotta be, don't take out any support beams, you know?
That's a new video for you, is to count rooms in a building. And then you gotta figure out, like,
honestly, that sounds really fun.
Is
going inside every room.
A room? Like,
yeah.
If you have like an open type of office plan and there's kind of slightly separated offices, but some of the walls are open, like, then you gotta get into the details of that.
I wish I could go into every room in the Capitol building. You probably can't do that. But like imagine getting to go in every closet, every bathroom, every, I guess people like work there, like people I wouldn't want to see, you know. So never mind.
Is there
anyway,
a little,
it's got 2.6.
I'm so curious. It looks like there's just one chair. Apologies to everybody for my screen jittering like crazy. Just look at Austin's screen instead.
Where am I looking?
Is this one chair up here? Like, whose chair is this?
Oh, yeah. Probably the prisoner.
Oh, it's a railing. It's a railing. But who stands here? Oh. Look at this little box.
Like, witnesses or maybe, like, I don't know, visitors. Who knows? It's a beautiful room, though. I got some glasses down here. They were just in session,
okay.
I guess.
I have to actually stop moving because my screen looks crazy.
I'm excited to see how weird it is.
I've seen this happen before in multiplayer games where they didn't really do the multiplayer right.
Yeah, it's gotta be hard to do if you don't have any money.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, did you know that the One World Trade Center is 1,776 feet tall? That's hilarious. That's American gaudiness at its best.
That's when the pilgrims came or something?
Yeah, I can't remember exactly what happened, but something happened.
I feel like this is an episode of revealing our ignorance, but you know what? We're gamers. We're not supposed to know things.
Do you ever, anyway, do you want to know anything else about this palace? All I know is they made a mansion and then the revolution happened and they were like, no more mansions. That certainly didn't last long because they just gave the mansions to other people.
I kind of want one though. Can I have one of the French mansions if you guys are done with them?
Just keep making YouTube videos. You'll get there.
Oh my God. People just don't. People aren't lavish enough anymore with their money, you know?
Except the
Papa John's guy. You ever seen a tour of Papa John's mansion?
I've never seen a tour of the Papa John's mansion. Is that something we can do in Roblox?
Oh my God. Gosh, I wish there was a way we could like watch the video together. It's really incredible.
Look, yeah, we're just gonna have to turn this into like one of those like react streamer podcasts.
Yeah, we'll be a react just, like, channel. Pull shit up. No, Papa John's mansion is like huge front doors, marble floors. He's got a crazy like statue, like marble statue in his foyer. It's just like, I guess I don't want to praise that too much, but it is funny that like rich people these days usually don't buy a crazy like cartoonish mansion. So I just think it's a little bit funny that he actually did.
Yeah, where are rich people living nowadays? Like, what are they? Who's like a rich person? Justin Bieber house.
They're all into this like minimalism thing now, where they barely have
Justin
any furniture.
Justin Bieber's got a Sim City ass looking house. It's actually awesome.
I'm sure. Let me look
this
it
is
up.
Where I'm trying to live. Yeah, look up Justin Bieber Beverly Hills house. Or it might just... Welcome no, it turned out he just rented it.
Mem and Austin react to the craziest celebrity mansions.
Dude, we could do that. This could be a whole pod. Bieber's got a cool house that looks like a building from a RTS game. Or at least he rented it.
Are you talking
it.
About the big circle one?
Yeah, the circle one that he rented. Yeah. I don't know where he lives now, and I don't need to.
$36 million.
Who's like a current famous person? Like, where's Chapel Rowan living?
A new one. I'm sure she doesn't live somewhere too crazy yet.
Well,
I don't know. Maybe how she quick does. Do people like buy mansions once they get famous? Like immediately?
I'll let you know soon enough.
I know. Like, Billie Eilish still lived in her regular ass childhood home for a long time, and then they had to move, obviously, because people are insane.
Yeah, I feel like that's probably what. Like, for most people, that'll probably be the determining factor. Like, you live in a nice place, and then when it becomes, like, either untenable because of people trying to find you, or there is a world where you're just, like, living in this particular geographic location is not, like, convenient anymore.
Yeah.
Because you want to, like, be in LA or whatever, where everybody is, so.
No, I mean, it makes sense that people just buy these big houses that are kind of a little further from the city with a big gate. Because at a certain point, you need security.
Doesn't Enya live in a castle?
I don't
know. Like, literally?
I feel like a castle wouldn't actually be that comfortable to live in.
No, it totally wouldn't. And it'd be falling apart all the time, probably.
Yeah.
All the stone and so on.
I know. I'm imagining, like, it's, like, wet in there. It's, like, dripping.
Yeah, and kind of, like, cold and...
Cold and damp.
The sound of your feet on the ground would be gross.
Yeah, if I know anything from Nosferatu, castle does not look cozy.
Are there any castles in Oregon?
No, I don't think so.
No, like real ones, probably. Maybe just like weird ones that people have made. Kingdom or whatever you got up there.
There's a couple of them at Enchanted Forest.
Yeah, there you go.
I think I'm talking up Enchanted Forest way too much. You're
going
to have too high expectations.
Should we do a yearly meetup with all the fans there?
Honestly... Rent it out.
Could be cool.
But this is why we need to
get
more famous.
How much could it cost? I know that like people rent out Disneyland and it's probably really expensive to do that because you can only do it at night or whatever for like influencers. How much could it cost to rent out Enchanted Forest for you and your friends? I mean, really.
I have to imagine you would have to pay just however much they would normally make in a day.
Usually it'd be like that plus like maybe a little more for some reason.
Yeah.
But you imagine that those things would be... bespoke deals. Like you couldn't do it on their website, right?
You'd have to contact them.
Like,
that actually is a
would
dream
be like
of
a personally
mine
made thing
is to one day
let's
rent out Enchanted Forest.
Oh my god, let's totally do it. How much do you think they make in a day?
I don't know. They're only open, they have pretty short hours, but I guess it's because that's like when it's nice outside, or I don't know actually, but they close at 5 p.m., which is kind of crazy. And then they're only open like 4 months of the year.
It says here that the park sees an average of 100,000 guests per year during the normal 6 month season. How much is it?
Oh,
how much is a ticket? During a 6 month season, how much is a ticket?
Ticket is $25, and then you have to buy tickets for the rides. I would say the average person probably spends like $45.
Okay, so like, if you do the math there, 100,000 guests a year over 6 months, assuming it's like roughly averages out to a certain amount per day, that's only about 600 guests per day. And if each of them's spending $40, that's like $25,000.
Yeah.
I feel like we could work towards that.
Honestly, yeah. Might be
we're
going to
do it.
I
we're going to rent out Enchanted Forest. I don't know what we're going to do with it, but I bet you we can figure it out. I bet we're going to do, we're going to have fun.
Just ride all the rides as many times as we want.
Wait. Are the rides the thing, though?
Yeah. For me.
Okay.
Listen, I'm going to stop talking about it because I want you to be surprised and excited by it when we go.
Okay, true, true, true. Okay.
But listen, yeah, everybody watch out for our event at Enchanted Forest coming eventually.
Yeah.
We'll have an event.
Yeah. Would it be free? What do you think?
I think it could be free. And we'll do some kind of lottery drawing for people to be selected.
Whoa. That would be cool, like Willy Wonka.
Exactly. But we have to make our own version of Beast Bars that are going to have golden tickets in them to come to the Enchanted Forest meetup. What are they called? Feastables? Mr. Beast.
Oh, Mr. Beast.
Mr. Beast chocolate.
I love that Mr. Beast is like now now instead of saying Willy Wonka, you just say Mr. Beast because he's serving an actual similar function fictional Willy Wonka.
I love that I think I just made up Beast Bars, though. I actually
Beast
thought
bars.
That's
no,
what
I like
they
it.
Were called.
I like it. Well, maybe we could just get a Feastable sponsorship for the whole event and then boom, it's easy.
Okay. I think we should move outside.
All right, let's go somewhere else.
Because I've seen enough of this room. We're looking at a big ball. And it says 1789 on it, which I'm assuming is some kind of meaningful date. I'm so sorry to the French people that I'm so ignorant about all of this.
First of all, they are not watching this. The French...
We definitely have some French people. There's some French people that watch me.
Look at the analytics. I don't believe it. Do you use the AI voice that talks to make you can hear yourself in French? Oui, oui. Have you seen that? Somebody did that. Have I sent you that video? I really shouldn't be shouting it out because I don't want to encourage the behavior. But there's a YouTube channel that's now just called Austin en Español. And it's all of my videos AI translated to Spanish. And it sounds like me speaking Spanish.
What?
Like it actually sounds like me talking. Let me see if I can find it. I saw it because, you know, YouTube sends you a thing to tell you everyone who's copyright, like all of your stuff.
Yeah.
They're stealing your stuff.
So have you shut them down?
No, I thought it was really funny, so I just left it.
How many subs do they
have?
Yeah,
here you go. All right. Like none. Nobody's watching any of these, so I don't really care. But let me link you this video and just listen. And it sounds like me. Like the AI did a good job of making it.
Okay, hold on.
Just listen.
Y en esa diminuta franja de tierra no encontrarás absolutamente nada.
Whoa!
Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
It sounds like me speaking Spanish. So I was like, all right, bet. And, you know, so they've done a whole bunch of my videos on this one channel. And they do interesting thumbnails. They took me out of the thumbnails and made them ugly. But the picture for the channel is me, but with like, it's not a Mexican flag. I don't know what kind of flag it is. Is that the Spanish flag? No. But whatever it is.
Yeah.
It's literally all of my videos ever since the Skyrim Rivers video, every single one. The Minecraft video, the Call of Duty video, the Fallout videos.
Wow, like, and they're getting no views on anything.
Getting absolutely no views on anything.
This is the kind of scheme that one of these get-rich-quick TikTok influencers would tell you to do.
Yeah, I mean, it's in theory be an easy way to make money if you weren't hanging on the precipice of a copyright claim the whole time.
Yeah, like these people that are like, I started 4 AI YouTube channels and I make $20,000 a month.
Those AI YouTube channels are getting crazy. Even I'm getting fooled by them sometimes. I'll like click a video and be like, this sounds interesting. And then it starts and it's like AI. And so it's like not, you know how like AI videos don't have good pacing?
How they're
like,
not good?
Feel,
and they're bad,
they're hard,
actually?
Yeah, they're hard to follow and it feels kind of like someone badly reading a Wikipedia article to you most of the time.
Yeah, or like a YouTube video you would be watching in a dream.
Yes. Yeah. But I mean, I've seen some that are like, it's getting scary how like good they're going to be at making slop, you know, like, but like not sloppy slop. I don't know if I'm making any sense.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're never going to get an Any Austin or a Mem video from AI, but you will easily be able to get like a Wendover Productions type video, like an informational thing with a bunch of pictures and graphics. I feel like we're going to start getting tricked by that stuff at some point, which I suppose makes us, people like me and you, even more valuable, right? Because
no, AI could
no
never
one can replace us.
No, could never replace me. I'm too unpredictable.
Exactly.
I'm too crazy. You really can't take me anywhere.
Exactly. Well, listen, I've tried.
Copy you guys.
I've tried taking her places. It's crazy.
I'm crazy.
You should have seen her at VidCon.
Sometimes I'll just like do a handstand or like...
A lot of handstands.
Like high five random people.
And that thing with the shoes where you like turned your shoes inside out.
That was crazy, yeah.
It was nuts. Really nuts. Freaked people out. The only other thing I have on my list to talk about is I just wrote down Cholula because I've been eating Cholula. And a long time ago,
I would have told you.
Yeah, are you not a hot sauce person?
I am. You know, I love hot sauce in concept, but it hurts my tummy.
Yeah, that's super reasonable. Well, okay, then fuck this conversation. I was going to ask you about hot sauces, but the point is Cholula's goated, and I thought that when I first had it, mm-hmm. and I still think that after eating a lot more hot sauces.
I enjoy...
Cholula is so good.
What do you like about it? I enjoy hot sauces that have like a little bit of sweetness to them.
It's
like sriracha.
Maybe a little bit, but yeah, not. It's less sriracha-y. It's like... peppery and delicious and earthy and nice. I don't even know what I'm saying, but it's like the perfect level of spice and flavor. Hot sauce on a pizza. Stop. Cholula. Unbelievable. Mm-hmm. But
is your character looking at me right now? Because you look like you're not.
No, I'm looking at the ball.
Okay. So we've had no visual on me for a while.
Well, there's barely a visual to be fair. You're a couple of ghostly
limbs. I'm a
beautiful
pink ghost.
You're some of a beautiful pink ghost.
This is an experience. We're just here to experience this beautiful building to the point where we're fading into it. Like, I'm disappearing into the building. I'm experiencing it so hard.
This sphere is called the Sphere of Human Rights, and it was put here in 1989 to commemorate the bicentennial of the French Revolution.
Okay, I see. I'm all for human rights. Anyway, I'm sure you can tell I have not a lot to talk about today. We just did a podcast like 3 days ago. So I'm all out of thoughts.
Have you been playing any video games?
Listen, I've been playing Genshin like crazy. The summer event is out.
Genshin it up.
They always do a cute little summer event where they like make a new map that's like a summer resort. I just love this game. It really makes me feel like I'm at a resort. The music is good. There's fun little mini games. So I'm kind of like on vacation right now, virtually.
It's crazy that that's the only video game you need to play.
It like, has everything. Like they keep adding shit.
Yeah.
There's a card game.
It's like
game.
How kids are with like GTA. Like you just pick one and then that's enough, you know?
Well, because within
Minecraft.
It, there's like combat stuff. There's like visual novel type of stuff. There's a trading card game. There's fishing.
I want to keep adding more places to go.
It's all I need.
It's just never ending. You don't miss playing new video games? Like Avatar?
I do play new video games sometimes, like Avatar.
Yeah.
Avatar oh my gosh. Game. Random, but people keep commenting on my Avatar movie game video saying, "You didn't play Frontiers of Pandora, the new one." I didn't play that because... I literally specifically said in the video, I'm playing all the movie games that came out before the movie came out. Because I'm talking about this like specific thing that happened where they would release games with the movie. So no, I'm not going to play the 2025 new Avatar game. A bunch more Avatar games
things.
That I didn't play.
Yeah, no, it's true. Like people truly don't. They don't think before they speak. We've talked about this many times.
Mm-hmm.
But it is, people just be saying things. Stuff that was addressed in the video.
Maybe I'll read you this comment that I just got this morning that made me laugh.
All right, give it to me.
But also on the Avatar video. Because occasionally an actual Avatar fan finds this video. Like the people that are really into it. So this guy says, I actually don't know if it's a guy. I'm guessing it's a guy because... Oh, wait, their icon actually is one of those, like, mech suits from the Avatar movies. So they're like,
so
very into
fan.
It. But their name is KZ. It could be a girl. I guess it doesn't matter with the gender of this person. But KZ said, "No, sweetheart. Avatar wasn't inspired by Dune. It was inspired by many other science fiction, like John Carter and James Cameron's childhood in the forest, but not Dune. And the equipment humans were on Pandora exists in the movie because it is how it would be on a different planet in real life, while Dune is very far from actual science. So sorry, sweetheart. Your Dune is irrelevant and just boring. Smiley face.
That is just really funny considering how much worse Avatar is than Dune. No offense to the Avatar fans, but I love the apologism. Like the Avatar apologism, you know?
Yeah, and they're really emphasizing the idea that they think Avatar is more scientifically accurate than Dune. Which is
maybe
interesting to
well,
me. Because neither one is scientifically accurate.
Yeah, I feel like it's got to be like Star Wars, right? Where it's like a bunch of stuff that the person who made it didn't think about. And then enough other people have thought about it hard enough that they've filled in all the gaps to make it, like, airtight.
Oh, exactly.
You know what I mean?
James Cameron has not thought about Avatar as much as Avatar fans have thought about Avatar.
Exactly. And I don't think he'd want to.
No, he's busy whatever he's doing now. I assume he's done being inside a volcano because the new one is almost being released. So he's
He was in a volcano?
Not really. I'm just joking because he was in a submarine for the underwater one.
But
movie, he's probably going to scale Everest or something.
Is each one going to be like a Super Mario theme world where it's like it's a different theme? Like forest,
yeah,
water?
Yeah, they seem to be doing different elements.
Here's a quote from James Cameron. He just said this 2 days ago, okay? You ready? Empathy is our superpower. That's what he said. Straight from JC. Not
that
Jesus
is
Christ.
So meaningful.
James Cameron.
Empathy, guys. Check it out. But yeah, I was trying to look up if we had any good viewer questions to talk about.
I think we should get an email or like a... Can you build us a website? You know how to do that?
Oh my God, you sound like all my family members.
You can figure it out. Listen, we should have like... I want a website. It's just glhf.glhf. And you go to it. And it's just a contact form that you type a name and a question and you send it. And then it goes to somewhere. And then we can just pick it out of the, like a box, mm-hmm. You know? I'll just start reading all the comments one by
okay.
one. So this person said, I had a spinal fusion 6 weeks ago on my L4, L5, S1 vertebrae. I wouldn't recommend going through it just for fun, but it's worth it to have normally working legs again. And then somebody replied and said, this is actually pretty funny. Thanks for this. I was on the fence, but your comment dissuaded me.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
There's actually so many people that have fused spines in our comments, which I love.
Why do you think that is?
I think it's just more common than we think. To have
but
to
is that
have
just
a vertebrae
like a
or
flaw
two.
In human
fused.
Evolution? Or is it just like, are we playing too many games? Is it something
in the
water?
I mean, I think I have heard that like... You know, it's unusual that we stand on two legs. Like, usually animals
True.
Don't do that. So it does cause
it
a lot
has,
of extra
yeah.
stress on our backs.
Are we the only bipedal, like, permanently bipedal creature?
I think so. I mean, there's a lot of, like, monkeys and stuff that do it sometimes.
Bipedal mammals. Yeah, humans are the only mammals that are obligate bipeds. Huh.
That's kind of
like,
crazy.
Like, kangaroos and stuff can do it, but they don't, they're not permanently bipedal.
Right, because other
think
animals
human beings
have
are
the
uniquely
option to...
You think human beings are uniquely special?
I mean, apparently in bipedalness, yes. I was just going
to
say, like, is that...
No, I'm talking about,
the
like,
secret
is there
to
something
our success
fundamentally...
Maybe is two legs.
I mean, I can ask it more firmly if you want. I can say how many... Like, if I had one person... And 50 cows, and I said, I'm going to blow up one of them. Which one would you say?
I would say the cows.
You'd probably say the cows. What if it was 1,000 cows? Is there any number of cows that I could blow up that would equal a human? And if not, doesn't that mean, like, do you think there's something truly, like, spiritually significant about a human being? Like, something fundamentally different about us than any other animal, you know?
Funny
you
enough,
that?
This is a great... moment for me to once again plug the Talos Principle 2 because that is a fundamental question in that game.
Shoot.
But
really should play that. What does
I
that game say?
A lot of it depends on your choices. It's more to like help you figure out what you believe than to profess something. I think that one of the kind of lines of thought that you can go with in the game is that humans are special. I would say I believe humans are special personally because I am one, and so I'm like in a position to see the beauty of humanity and like empathize with it because I am one, because it's important to me. So like,
right,
I don't know that I would say humans are special in some kind of cosmic way outside of myself.
Should a dog agree with you?
Should they?
Like,
no.
Do you think... So,
dogs probably think the dogs are most important.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So you're saying subjectively.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to get at some kind of objective truth.
I don't believe in objective truth.
Oh, please. Come on. You got to.
I don't, though.
Please?
especially when it comes to stuff like this. This is, like, all about feelings.
Well, but you should be... Couldn't we look at things and go, well, what things are unique? Because there are things that are unique to human beings that no other animal does, right? Aren't there? Like, making movies?
Sure, yeah.
So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, we definitely have, like, the power to manipulate our environment in a way that no other animal has.
Yeah. But are we just a fancy monkey, or are we something different? I can't shake the feeling that we're just fancy monkeys. I feel this. You know what this sounds like with the music in the background? I feel like I'm watching a Joe Rogan clip compilation. All right, we got to get off of this track. We're going down the wrong path as a podcast.
My question then is, what's even the purpose of that question? What would it matter if we're just fancy monkeys or not?
Because it would let us decide how many cows we can kill before killing a person. And that might be useful at some point. Might be useful information.
I don't think that there is a right answer to that question, though. To kill
there's
the cows
not a right
or the
answer,
person.
No. Obviously,
it's inherently
there
subjective.
Is
like because I'm a human being, I'll save the human. That's like, and that's all I really need to know about it.
Like, even if it was a billion.
A billion cows?
You know what I mean? Like, there's got to be a number where you would go, all right. Right? But there kind of isn't. Because like you said,
is
as human beings.
Is the person I'm killing sympathetic to cows? Do they want to die for the sake of the billion cows?
They're
then
in a
sure,
box
I'll kill
and you
them.
You can't see them. All you know about them is their age, sex, and language they speak.
Language they speak?
That's all you know. And so it's a 35-year-old, let's say, male that speaks Hindi. Actually, let's not go down that
Once
road.
Once we
that's
get to
go
a
bad
billion
direction.
Cows, that's like world-altering stuff. I mean...
How many cows? Don't we kill a fucking gajillion cows every day? Jesus Christ. This is so much worse than I thought.
What?
How are we killing this many cows?
Wait,
approximately 900,000 cows are slaughtered every day worldwide for food. 900,000.
That surprises you?
Every single day.
A lot of people eat meat.
That's so many cows.
Yeah.
That's the population of the U.S. every year in cows. 202 million chickens per day. How are we getting away with this?
How are we
this
getting
away
like
with
it?
This seems like too much. Yeah.
It's a lot for sure.
Someone needs to step in.
But let's get back to the real meat of this conversation, which is, would you kill the billion cows or not? Because why am I in the hot seat?
Right. That's really, it's tricky because I don't actually think, I feel like the objective truth of the matter is that it should be like 50 to 1 is like probably the value, but I wouldn't be able to do it. Like, you know what I mean? I think I would be killing a billion. I'd be Thanosing or whatever all the cows.
You wouldn't be able to kill the person is what you're saying.
Yeah, I don't think I could.
No.
And I just think that's interesting because there's no way that that's true. Or like, there's no way that that's justifiable utilitarian wise. But we're not utilitarians, I guess, you know? We're human beings.
Yeah. I mean...
This music's making me go insane. Are you hearing this?
Yeah, I think maybe it's like putting my brain to sleep and that's why I have nothing to talk about.
Yeah, well, it's making me feel like I'm in a... Like a weird...
Like an like insane asylum.
Philosophy documentary or whatever. Insane asylum, yeah. You know, potato, potato. Yeah. It is what it is, you know? We're just
have
out here.
Have you been playing any games?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I've continued to play Grand Theft Auto 3. And can I tell you something? I think I might actually like Grand Theft Auto.
Don't tell me.
Like, I played like 5 and I was like, yes, all right. Like, the gameplay's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I might have been playing it wrong, because when you play Grand Theft Auto 3, it feels like an action figure playset, and you play it kind of like that, like sort of loose and sloppy and playfully. But I feel like because the new ones look so serious, it
you
like
feel like
discourages,
you have to play it serious?
Yeah, a little bit. Mm. And so I think I needed to play it a little more silly. But I really like Grand Theft Auto 3. It's also way smaller. It's like a little city, so it really does feel like a playset. Mm-hmm. And you actually can like know where you are and navigate. And the missions are simple. It's always just like, go pick up this package, go blow up that car, you know, go kill all these people. Standard Grand Theft Auto stuff.
Exactly. Just like Simpsons.
But
hit
because
and run.
It's like, yeah, it's just like, it's honestly probably a lot like the feeling of playing Simpsons Hit and Run. And I'm really enjoying it. Like, I'm almost thinking I want to play through all the GTA games now and actually do them.
Mm-hmm.
But I do feel like as they've gotten more technologically advanced, they've started kind of getting a little too dense, like a little, they get in their own way a little bit. And
I
like,
know, I'm curious to see if the
stories are actually kind of okay now, and that's almost getting in the way of the fun of it.
Exactly.
I don't know. I might just have to play
because you don't want it to be too realistic, because
really
then
fun.
You're starting to think about the actual consequences of your actions.
Yeah, and it's like, it's not. And also the controls have gotten really kind of like, you know how when you play Genshin and you push in a direction, the character goes. And in GTA, it's like, they kind of like move like a human, so they're a little bit like slow and kind of like funny to control.
I appreciate
and I think
that
that's
you put
a problem.
Everything in terms of Genshin for me. That really helps.
Yeah. Well, I figure you got
to
train.
It's
you
hard
know
for
your
me
audience,
to understand
right?
the world sometimes.
Like, you speak French, you speak Genshin, you know, Japanese, whatever.
Yeah.
Sometimes
honestly, I go outside
I'll
and I'm
real.
Like, what the fuck is this? And then
right.
Noah's
and
like,
oh yeah,
this is like
right.
mountains and hills, like you climb in
like
Genshin. And I'm
exactly.
like, oh.
Oh, right.
Okay.
Exactly.
I understand.
You got to be reminded, you
so
know.
So there's probably a treasure chest at the top. And then he has to
Do
be like,
know,
no.
You know a lot about technology, right? You're a smart computer person.
I once
Can
was.
Can you build me a website? No, I'm just kidding. what's the size limit? Because you did the Minecraft VR thing outside. What's the size limit on a VR space? Like if I went into the middle of the Mojave Desert and I put GTA 5 VR on, could I literally walk through the entire game without, like, physically, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm sure there's a limit. I mean, and it depends what headset you're using. Like, I was using the, whatever, the fucking Quest 2, I think. So that lets you, like, draw a border, but different headsets work different ways.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's
there,
a limit,
you know,
or you
is there
could,
a limit? There's gotta be.
So it depends, like, the way that the Quest works. It's remembering the border based on the scene you're in. So, like, you have to be able to see the whole border at once. You might be able to, like...
border.
Do you know what I mean?
On, so, you mean... I don't think I do. Are you saying, like, however... Because you're not literally seeing the border when you use it, because it doesn't appear until you walk up to it. But you're saying it has to be within the rendered environment, or else it gets confused, I assume?
It has to be within the, like, real environment that you can see. Because it's using cameras on the headset to determine...
Yeah,
where you
but
are.
I'm saying if I was on a football field, could I outline the entire football field?
If I'm saying I think it would be really too far for the cameras to see it properly.
Oh, I see. So, yeah, okay. So I wonder what...
But you might be able to make some kind thinking, of custom system with a bunch of sensors
yeah.
or something.
Like, I'm wondering, could we put this video game of the French Assembly... and VR ourselves while actually being in the real French Assembly and walk around it in VR, but in the real thing at the same time.
You could probably you could probably program something
and then
to do that.
You think you're like an Inception and you don't know what's real anymore. It's just a thought. I've always wondered like how big, because they have like arena sized VR experiences now, right?
I think so. Yeah. You can like,
I want to do one.
I mean, you can
so they
custom
got that
make
up
whatever.
Where you are.
I got an escape room down the street.
It's like I want an escape room, but in VR with guns.
Have you done an escape room?
No, I don't like them because I don't like acting.
You don't have to act.
No, but you do because, well, I don't like having people act in my surrounding. Like, I don't like being near people who are acting.
I've done an escape room like 3 times. Nobody's ever been acting.
Don't they come in and they go, well, howdy, welcome to
the
saloon.
Staff,
and
then, yeah.
I lost
you don't
my,
even
yeah,
want
exactly.
the staff to be acting
no,
around you.
I don't like it at all. I don't like to be near anything that like that that's going on.
You
it
must
makes
hate
me
all
feel
theme
funny.
Parks then.
Who's acting in a theme park? I guess you're talking about
the mascots and stuff.
Elsa.
Yeah.
Well, if you're in a costume, I don't mind it as much.
So you never want to meet Elsa at Disney?
I actually did meet Elsa at Disney, and it was kind of, I didn't like it.
Just now in
LA?
It
wasn't for me. No, this was previously.
Oh.
I thought it was, it's really impressive how much they embody the characters.
Yeah.
But maybe it's just I don't like bad acting, and I imagine an escape room mostly is bad actors, but maybe not. Maybe I'm being judgmental.
Yeah, maybe you are. It's just a little bit of goofy fun.
That's not,
anyway,
good, it's not good for
me. I get frustrated with escape rooms because they never give you enough time to actually solve it. And I want to actually solve it. And then the main thing is that it makes you mad at all your friends and family that you're with because they're being stupid.
Oh my God, I love that.
And they don't know how to do it.
Do you get your money back if you solve it?
I don't think you get your money back, but I think you get they probably give you a stupid medal or something.
Wait, have you never solved one?
No, I've never solved one. I don't think most people do solve it, because they only give you a limited time. They give you like an hour or whatever.
How hard could they be?
Pretty hard, I don't know.
Maybe I gotta do one.
You can go back multiple times, maybe, and try the same one so that you remember what to do. But I don't know. I don't think we've ever even been close to getting it. But I've also... Yeah, I feel like if we went with like a group of gamers that have done like escape room games before and like puzzle games, then it might go smoother. But I've always been
it's
with
kind of game design. It's game design vibes, right? Like the philosophy of the puzzles.
Yeah, it's exactly
kinda...
like an escape room video game.
Yeah.
Like you have to find a key and find a code and put it in and turn off the lights in the bathroom to see the code on the wall or whatever. Like,
cute. It's like Resident Evil.
Yeah, it's a cool idea. But maybe I just need to go with smarter people
gamers,
so we can actually complete it. I gotta get off of here because I gotta stream.
Did we hit an hour? Did we make it?
Not quite. This might be a short one because I might
come on, 5 more. What do you got? When do you gotta stream?
Thank you, everybody.
All right.
Oh, what? Okay, what?
No, it's fine. It doesn't matter. I was gonna say,